Hi, this is Ben Settle of BenSettle.com, and I want to thank you for listening to this call today with John Angel Angelacci. If you don't know John, he's a direct response copywriter who's worked for guys like Gary Halbert, David Garfinkel, Michelle Forden, Yannick Silver, Joe Vitale, Peter Stone. So he's not just some guy off the street. His stuff's actually raked in tens of millions of dollars in sales over the past few years alone. I want to tell you something else about John, too. We meet once a month with a couple other copywriters in our mastermind group, and I tell you right now, every single time when John starts talking, the rest of us perk up. He always has some kind of fascinating secret to share that makes a huge difference in our businesses. In fact, last time we met, John told us a copywriting secret that just left me and the other guys in awe. I mean, I was literally taking notes when he talked about this. Actually, I used it that very night to help with an ad that I'd been struggling with for weeks. So I don't think you're going to hear what John is going to be talking about anywhere else. Or if you do, you're certainly not going to hear it from this perspective. Since then, I've wanted to get John on a call like this to share the secret with my subscribers because I know every single one of you can use it to make money and probably very fast. It's a secret John actually learned while studying what many people consider the most successful piece of advertising in history. And John has not only learned this secret, but he's figured out how literally anyone else can use it to create advertising that works for online and offline promotions as well. John, how are you?
I'm doing good, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I want to thank you for doing this because, like I said, when you shared the secret, it completely changed the way that I look at writing ads, my own ads, or for anybody else. So to kind of put things in context before we talk about the specifics, I just want to ask, what's the biggest problem that you think people have when it comes to creating their own ads? And maybe you could let people know, because I think a lot of people struggle when they're writing copy and they don't even know why. So maybe you can give us some thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's a good question because I'll share a story with you that illustrates the point really well. A few years back, I used to sell real estate, and this is when I first got introduced to direct response marketing and copywriting, and I was reading a lot of stuff by Dan Kennedy, and there's a sales trainer in the real estate industry. His name is Craig Proctor, and he's a student of Dan Kennedy's, in fact. And Proctor came up with an entire course on how to use direct response advertising for the real estate industry. So I was studying that material, and I was learning how to write advertising that actually works. And I was sitting in the office one day, and I was actually doing some cold calling, and the office manager had this look on his face. He was frustrated, and he walks out of his office, and he goes over to the secretary, and I kind of stopped for a second, and I eavesdropped a little bit on their conversation, and what he was telling her is he was telling her to essentially help him write a new house listing ad, and he basically abdicated that responsibility to her, and he said, look, just write something, anything, whatever. It was funny because at that point I was starting to realize the importance of good advertising, and I was also seeing the results of what good advertising could produce. I was starting to get leads, and things were picking up for me in the business. And here's the office manager having the number one problem everyone has when it comes to writing an ad, not knowing what to say. That's the biggest problem. The thing is you have to separate a couple of things here from the perspective of selling. When you sell in person, what you say is still the most important thing. However, the delivery is critical because there's body language, which I think 70% of our communication in person is body language. So the delivery and how you say what you say is also really important in face-to-face selling. But when you're selling on paper or electronically, nobody's going to see any of that other stuff. So the words you put on that piece of paper and the way you tie in your sales thoughts is the most critical thing of all.
With that in mind, now, would you consider people not putting as much time into what they say? Is that one of the bigger mistakes that people are making then? Do you think you can boil it down to that, or are there other factors?
Well, I mean, there may be some other factors, but if we talk about the one outstanding factor, what they're doing when they're writing their advertising is they're guessing. They're guessing what they think the prospects are going to want to read. They're guessing about the benefits, they're guessing about the features, they're guessing about the structure of the ad, they're guessing about the infrastructure of the ad, they're guessing about bonuses, they're guessing about the offer, they're guessing about everything, and then they're wondering why the ad's not working. When it comes back to not guessing, when it comes back to really knowing what to say to your market, often you can create more sales by saying the right things in a very succinct way, in a very short letter, and get more sales than blabbing on forever. And, you know, I'll point you to two very famous letters. The coat of arms letter that Gary Halbert wrote was only one page, mailed 600 million plus times, because he said the right things in the letter to that market. He didn't have to write 24 pages. And then the second letter, which we're going to talk about a little bit too, is the Wall Street Journal letter, only two pages, I think it was like 780 words. And again, the right things were being said to the market. You didn't need 20 pages or more to make your point. That, I mean, if you say the right things, you can say them succinctly and get a sale rather than blabbing on forever.
When you shared this with us, you said you actually discovered this while you were reading that Wall Street Journal ad.
What had happened was I had found out that a few people were saying that the Wall Street Journal ad was the most successful ad ever. So I did some research on it. As I was doing my research, what I found out was that indeed, just about everybody who is anybody in direct response marketing believes that this is the most successful single piece of advertising in history. Why? Well, first of all, it ran as a control for 28 years straight. And the top talent, I believe, in the world in terms of copywriting tried to beat this control, and they could not do it for 28 years. Secondly, it brought in an estimated $2 billion in gross revenues for the Wall Street Journal. I mean, it literally built their subscription base. And when you consider that it was only 780 words, if you divide that by 2 billion, that means each word earned $2.56 million.
Now, even the one that finally beat it, wasn't that almost basically the same letter, too, when they finally did beat that letter?
That's right, and that leads me to my next point about the letter, is I'm sitting here going, okay, how did Conroy, Martin Conroy was the copywriter who wrote this letter, how did he come up with this letter? I mean, it's pure genius. But I wasn't certain that he necessarily sat down and a bolt of lightning hit him and he wrote the letter. In other words, I didn't believe that he created it in a vacuum. And I'll tell you why. Because over and over again, reading different copywriting instruction manuals and just having been privy to a few things, I've discovered that every top copywriter does not create their promotions in a vacuum. They just don't do it. And so I started doing some more research on Martin Conroy, and I found out that he actually based the Wall Street Journal letter on a letter that was written in the late 1800s. He used that letter written back at the turn of the 20th century as a template. In other words, he swiped the most successful letter in history, which I'm sure would leave a lot of people shocked when they hear that, but that's exactly what he did. Now, when I say he cheated, what I'm saying is he literally took elements out of that other letter, including the infrastructure and the overall structure of the letter, most importantly, the flow. And in terms of this letter that he came up with, I'm not certain if it's the most mailed, but for sure, it's probably the most profitable letter that has ever been written.
So when most people are swiping, what are they doing wrong when they're swiping compared to the way they should be, the way Martin Conroy did it?
Well, first of all, it's important to understand this. I really haven't found any copywriting tutorials that teach how to swipe properly. In fact, I only know of one copywriter now that I think teaches it or teaches a version of it. I've never bought anything from him, so I'm not sure how he does it. I know Gary Halbert had also taught it, but in a very limited way. He didn't go into the entire process. And I'm not contending with Gary Halbert. I'm just saying I've listened to audios of instruction that he gave on how to swipe, and it was really very limited in what he had to say about that. In fact, most copywriters that are considered to be top-level copywriters, like Eugene Schwartz and even John Caples, you know, they actually discourage swiping. I mean, they literally even say that it's best if you eventually come up with all of it on your own. And the fact of the matter, though, is that they also swipe. So.
Oh, I mean, you can take these Eugene Schwartz newspaper ads, and a lot of them are just the same ad talking about different products.
Exactly. When it comes to the biggest mistake that people make is, first of all, they don't know you could do it, or they've been dissuaded from doing it because maybe they've read things out of context from different copywriters. But when it comes to the actual process, most people simply do it incorrectly. And here's what I mean by that. They'll swipe the wrong elements. They'll go ahead and they'll change the infrastructure and the sales flow. And by the way, I'll share this right up front. The most important part of swiping correctly is swiping the infrastructure, the way the letter flows. Individual words can be changed with a thesaurus, but if you mess with the infrastructure and the idea behind that ad that you're swiping, the big idea, you're going to kill your response results. And here's the thing. most people, when they swipe, don't even know what to look for when they're swiping. They don't understand the big idea behind the ad, the concept that made the ad work. So they'll sometimes, because they don't know what to look for, completely neglect to use the concept behind that successful swipe. You see what I mean? And then, secondly, if they really don't understand how a sales letter is structured, they'll mess up the entire structure of the letter. And so that's how you go wrong. You know, swiping is not as easy as, you know, read this line and then here's what you put in, and then read the next line and here's how you change it. You can do it that way, but that's not really the right way to do it. That's more of a shortcut to swiping, which should be done under circumstances where maybe you're using your own successful ad and you already understand what you're doing. But if you're using another ad, you really have to go further. Otherwise, you're going to end up with an ad that could infringe on copyright laws. It could smack of plagiarism. And the bottom line is, it's probably not going to be as effective as if you really understood how to swipe. The other big point is, you have to get the right concept. When you read the swipe letter, you have to understand the concept, the big idea behind it, and you have to include that in your promotion. So it's the big idea and the infrastructure and the sales flow.
When we started this call, we were talking about it's what to say. You kind of marry that with the structure of a proven ad that's actually worked.
Yeah, well, when I say what to say, what I really completely mean, first and foremost, is the concept. You know, if you're selling a money-making opportunity, one of the things that people want and a big idea you can use is how to make huge and automatic profits. Gary Halbert used that for one of his seminars back in 2002. Okay, so if you were going to write a promotion about a money-making opportunity, the big idea is what? It's making huge and automatic profits. You have got to keep that concept in your letter. Now, you don't have to express it that way, but the concept has to come across that way.
Let's say you're going to swipe from another letter, and it's in the same industry that you're writing in. How far do you go, or can you go, when it comes to actual phrases and things like that? Like, maybe it's a diet ad. You see a couple claims in there that you know you could apply to your ad. Do you just tweak the words a little bit, or how do you do that?
What you do there, and now this is where you get a little into more detail about what to say. So, let's say you have an ad that you're writing for a diet product, as you mentioned, and you find a letter or an ad that you can swipe. First of all, I wouldn't use just one from the beginning. There's a research part to this process. So in the beginning, I wouldn't just use one letter or one ad. I would use two or three ads. And I'll just give you one quick thing that you should do to know what to say to your market. What you do is you take the first swipe ad and you write down all the benefits that are included in that ad. You take the second one, you do the same thing. You take the third one, you do the same thing. And then you circle all the benefits that are the same in each ad. Now, guess what you're going to come up with? You're going to come up with another list of maybe four or five or six or seven benefits that each of those ads is hitting on. Those are the hot buttons that you better include in your ad. Because if you don't, it's not going to work anywhere near as well. There's a reason those benefits are in each of the other ads. And that, again, highlights the importance of knowing what to say by mirroring what other successful ads are already saying. But you got to know what to pick out.
You and I were talking about this a couple days ago, actually, and you said something really interesting. We were talking about how sometimes people, maybe they're writing an ad for their book on how to lose weight. We'll just take that as an example. And they're swiping from an investment sales letter, selling an investment newsletter. And you said that's another way people are going wrong. They're not understanding that the intentions of the two ads are different. I thought that was so fascinating. Could you kind of elaborate on that part real quick?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say this. If you're going to swipe successfully, it's best if you find promotions within your industry, your business category, and then your product category. That's the best way to do it. In other words, be as specific as possible. Now, barring being as specific as possible, you can use successful ads from other industries, but you have to make sure that if you do that, you're converting the concept. Let's say you use an investment ad for a diet ad. You got to convert the concept behind that investment ad to something that pertains to your market. You can't use the same concept usually. So what I would say is this, unless you're going into a brand new market that nobody's ever written advertising for, and generally what's going to happen is in your particular market there are successful ads running right now. So what you do is, let's say that you're going to write a newspaper space ad. So now you want to find other newspaper space ads in your industry and in your product category. So if you're selling weight loss pills, you want to find other space ads selling weight loss pills. If you're selling an exercise program to lose weight, you want to find space ads selling other exercise programs to lose weight. You want to be as specific as possible. That is really a critical thing. Here's why. Until you really get the hang of the swiping thing, you're going to have a really tough time swiping from other industries. But once you do get the hang of it, once you do understand it, you got to do it a little bit, then you can safely use advertisements from other industries and other product categories and use them to write your own promotion for something totally different. But I would not advise anybody to do that when they're first starting out. You really got to get the hang of this process first.
What about older ads? What if somebody has a swipe file full of some old John Caples ads or just old Eugene Schwartz ads? Could they still apply that to today's markets, or you know, how would that work?
I think you can, but I think the most successful way to use those is for the concept, not for the wording. Because if you read a John Caples ad from the 1960s, the way people used to talk back then is not the way they're talking now. So if you start swiping it word for word, it's going to sound like you're talking to people back in the early 60s.
The reason I brought that up is because last week when you first started explaining this to me, I was working on that ad I showed you guys, that martial arts ad.
Yeah.
And I went back to these old comic book ads, some martial arts stuff, and you could just take things almost word for word. They're still being used today.
You should look at those, again, for the concept. Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind you want to do that. But you're better off finding ads that are running over and over and over again right now successfully. You know, there's a website, I might be getting this wrong, I'm not 100% sure, I think it's called Inside Direct Mail. At that website, you can join it, I don't know what it is, a couple hundred bucks a year, something like that, and you can literally be sent all of the top direct mail promotions for any number of product categories. So if you are in the weight loss market, you can join InsideDirectMail.com, pay your yearly subscription, and they will mail you the most successful direct mail packages. Let me just say something else. I've read an interview with Gary Bensavenga, and he said one of the things that happened when he was a new copywriter, a copy chief took him aside, and I hope I'm getting this story right. I hope it is Gary Bensavenga, not Clayton Mays.
No, you know what? You are right about this because I've heard the same story, so
okay.
Go ahead.
So he took him on the side and he said, okay, look, you're going to write an ad for whatever product. Here are all of the space ads or whatever it happened to be that did not work. Here are all the ones that are working. Make sure you read both piles and don't do what was done in the pile that didn't work, but do what's working. Do you see what I mean? So in other words, the top copywriters are using the swiping strategy or technique themselves. You have to. Why would you sit there and try to invent something? So again, I say if you are in the weight loss market or any number of markets, go to InsideDirectMail.com, get a subscription to their site, and get the most successful letters mailed to you so now you have a current swipe file of the best controls.
Yeah, and that's the key. I think those are controls. If you got on someone's mailing list, you may not be getting the control necessarily until later on, after they've kind of figured out what that control is. But what you're saying is that site actually will send you the actual control.
I believe that's true. And also, you can do this for space ads. I mean, you can go into the archives for the past 2-3 years of just about any library for just about any paper, and you can look up ads, let's say again in the diet industry, that keep appearing over and over again. Those are successful ads. That's what you need to put in your swipe file. If I was doing something for golf, I would go into Golf Tips magazine, and I would look up 3 years' worth of issues through the library, and I would get all the ads that John Carlton wrote that are running over and over and over again. I mean, that's what you need to do, because that's what all the top copywriters are doing.
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, a lot of those magazines where they have the real rabid markets, I mean, like in Black Belt, there's this one ad, it's something like Never Be Tapped Out Again. I have Black Belt magazines from back in the early 90s. It's like running either unchanged or very little change. And if you can find those kind of ads, I would assume that would be really...
Right, and, you know, another ad in Black Belt is that guy, that Tennessee man.
That's the guy I'm talking about,
well,
yeah.
That guy's got, like, the super carrying, like, 345-pound plate.
It's not even that good-looking of an ad, but, man, that thing just runs, and there's got to be something in it that's just working.
There you go. If you're going to sell to that market and you've got something that teaches you about, I think the concept behind that ad is that you don't have to lift heavy weights or whatever. If you know how to release the chi in your prime meridians in your body,
yeah,
you know, those pressure points, you can get the superhuman strength. Okay, great. If you're selling something about that type of a topic, there's an ad you can use.
Just to kind of piggyback on that, again, if you look at those older ads from back in the 60s, especially for the muscle ones in the comic books, it's almost the exact same type of appeals. Maybe not the same words, but they're going after that same impulse of you don't have to do this or that, and you know, you're going to lift, I don't know what their claims are, but they're pretty outrageous, but they're still going basically today. Maybe they're just dressed up differently.
And so, you know, if I can bring this home, the point is this. Whatever market you're in, if you're a business owner or a copywriter, find the most successful ads that are running right now. And when I say ads, I'm talking about the specific media that you write for, that you're going to write for. So direct mail letter, postcard, space advertisement in a newspaper or in a magazine. There is a little bit of a difference. Internet website, whatever it happens to be. Part of your job is to find these successful ads, put them in your swipe file, and use them when you create your own advertising.
How do you divide up your swipe file? Do you have it divided by the guy who wrote the ad or the girl who wrote the ad or by categories or by headlines? How do you do it?
I do it by copywriter. For instance, Gary Halbert used to write a lot for the diet market, and he used to write a lot about the money-making market. His ads for his own services, I call that money-making or business opportunity, whatever you want to call it. And then John Carlton writes a lot for golfers, guys that want to beat up people, mixed martial arts or whatever that is. And I don't know what else, but I think those are the two primary markets. So what you'll find is that most of these top copywriters usually write for only one or two or three niches anyway.
Remember last time we talked, I was like, man, I really wish we would have taped this. And I'm trying to draw back on that stuff because you just really dropped some really good information. You said it went back to something you read. Part of it was something you read back in the Boron letters. Do you remember that part?
Yeah, right. Well, again, it goes back to what I had talked about a few minutes ago with Gary Bensavenga and the copy chief telling him, hey, you got to read these successful ads and make sure you do what they're doing. Well, Gary Halbert in the Boron letters talks about seven steps to writing a direct mail package, and his second step, I think, or third step is gather about you three or four successful direct mail packages and use them, obviously, to swipe from.
Now, would you say you grab two or three promotions? Do you ever mix them up with different markets, or is it always three in the exact same market, or do you ever pick one maybe, like let's say you're writing a diet ad. Would you pick one from the money-making market, too, just to get some more fresh ideas?
No, I wouldn't. I would try to stick as close as possible to that category, but I'll give you an example that's a little bit different. Let's say I was writing a diet ad for a supplement. I would have no problem getting a bodybuilding ad selling a supplement and using that as one of the swipes. Point is, it's selling a supplement.
Okay, so it does matter, but it might not matter as much as long as it's the same type of category.
I would only do that if I couldn't find at least two good swipes, the specific category of product that I'm trying to sell. Specific as possible.
You wouldn't use a book ad to sell a supplement. You wouldn't follow that structure. You would actually find other book ads.
Yeah, if I had no other choice, then I would go ahead and use whatever was available. But otherwise, I would be very specific and try to find other book ads.
Okay, John, I kind of want to bring this home for everyone. You know, we've talked about a lot of concepts here, but let's nail this down to, let's say, five benefits here that you can kind of show someone for copywriters and business owners. Maybe they're struggling with their copy, or maybe they want to shortcut the process. I know I do.
If you learn how to swipe properly, what's going to happen is you're going to get five really big benefits from using this process correctly. The first one is you're going to eliminate writer's block. The reason people have writer's block, some people say it's because of procrastination, they don't want to get started. The real reason is they don't know what to do, they don't know what to say. So if you're using successful templates, you're going to know what to say. So number one, you're going to eliminate writer's block. Number two, you're going to write your promotions much faster. Usually half the time, sometimes even faster than that, because you're going to shortcut the research that you would normally have to do. Now, I'm not saying that you don't want to do research. You do want to do research, and I show you how to do the research in a course that I put together on swiping, but you can shortcut it by using the successful ads to do the research. In other words, you can just refer to them rather than going out there and doing some of the other things that a lot of people would have to do. You can produce more effective copy. And again, the reason you're producing more effective copy is because you're using proven templates to create your own. You're modeling success, and it's really simple and easy to implement the swiping process. It is not difficult. I think it would take somebody maybe a couple hours to learn it, and then you have to start using it, of course, and the more you use it, the easier it's going to get. And I put all this stuff into a product, which I call the Copywriting Crash Course, how to ethically cheat your way to crafting advertising promotions that produce profits on demand. And my contention is this. If the best sales letter ever written one of the most profitable advertisements in history, if not the most profitable, was created by a copywriter who essentially swiped another letter, then maybe it would make sense for the rest of us to use that process as well. And the course that I put together is an ebook with three audios that explains the process in detail. I've got a very deliberate step-by-step procedure that I use whenever I swipe. Also, it comes with a bonus audio that talks about how to put together a swipe file for the product that you're trying to sell. That's really important. So again, you take the guesswork out of creating your ads. It comes with a critique coupon. I'm including a critique of any ad that you may have. You can send it to me, and I'll go ahead and look it over and send you my suggestions. Now, I charge between $5,000 and $10,000 to write an ad, so this is a real $250 value. I look over these letters individually myself.
I may use that myself, John.
Go ahead. I don't mind. And then the $2 billion bonus, and what that is this. I'm going to actually send you a copy of the Wall Street Journal letter. I'm going to send you a copy of the letter that Martin Conroy swiped to create the Wall Street Journal letter, which was the most successful letter in history. And I'm going to send you a copy of the new Wall Street Journal control. After 28 years as a control, Martin Conroy's letter was finally beaten by Mal Decker. And I'm going to send you that new control, which beat Conroy's by 24%, which is really huge. And now you'll get to see the swiping process. How did Conroy create his letter, his masterpiece letter? You get to see how that happened. And then how did Mal Decker create his letter? He swiped too, but he swiped Conroy's. And you'll see how that process works. And we're talking about, these are multi-million dollar producing copywriters hired by the biggest mailers in the country, in the world. And this is how they do it. And everybody else is trying to do it the hard way when you don't have to. So anyway, that product is an electronic ebook and audio course. It's $47, and you can check out the sales letter at swipefilesecrets.com. That's swipefilesecrets.com, and take a look at it and see if it's something that might be worth your while.
Sounds really good, and I just want to add in that SwipeFileSecrets.com is my, in full disclosure, affiliate URL. So what I want to just let everyone know is that if you send me your receipt after you buy it, I'm going to send you four valuable bonus gifts that you're not going to be able to get anywhere else for any price. One of those gifts is a 97-minute sentence-by-sentence analysis of a successful ad I recently wrote that I did by audio. And it's just packed with a lot of advanced copywriting tactics and deep psychological techniques that I learned from one of the best and arguably highest paid copywriters in the world. So you'll get an awful lot out of that. And I've got three other bonuses. I don't really want to go into those right now, but just know that they're unique. You can't find them anywhere else. And I'll probably end up selling just that 97-minute analysis by itself for about $100 later on. So it's definitely worth it if you're into this. And remember, you have to go to swipefilesecrets.com and send me your receipt. Anyway, I really hope you guys all enjoy this call. I really appreciate, John, you coming on and sharing this stuff with us. It's really fascinating, and I know people are going to get a lot of value out of it.
I certainly hope so. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.